Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Today, we have a very talented music artist with us who will be sharing a bit of her life. Welcome back once again, Zarina Lapus. Hi, Zarina.
Hi, Claudette. How are you going?
I'm good. Thank you so much for your time. How are you?
No worries. I'm good. I'm doing well. Home in ISO.
How are you keeping up?
Yeah, look, it's not too bad. I've actually, I've now started back a bit of work as well. So I've been doing a bit of work from home and popping into the office as well when I need to, but mostly from home. And I've got the kids here as well doing homeschooling. So it's been busy, busier than what, you know, you think you're at home, thinking that you've got a lot of time on your hands to do other things, but, you know, life just takes over and you get really busy and just, you know, prepare your day and just plod along. So, but it's been good. It's been nice.
A little something about yourself?
I am married. This is my second marriage to a lovely man named Rob. He is a really lovely stepfather to my kids. So I have two children, Jet and Sierra, and they are with me 50% of the time. Mm-hmm. Although at the moment during this time, they've been with me 100%, just being able to give them that support when they need it. I work part-time as an admin reception for a company called Playgrow, which is a toy company. So I love working with kids. I was working in the kindergarten before, and then I moved over, still working sort of with kids. And I also was doing, before all of this happened, I was also doing some children's entertainment as well. So I go and visit during kids' parties, and I'll usually dress up as Moana, which is my go-to, because that's who I sort of look like, being Filipino. So we have that sort of similarity. Which has been fun. Like I love singing and dancing with the kids, and also because with music as well, I wrote children's songs, so I was always loved working with kids.
Tell me about your music.
I guess it started in school, but mainly because my mom sang. She was always she's a beautiful singer. But in school, I joined choirs and was introduced to a lot of producers and dancers, and I was always performing in lots of events, a lot of Filipino events, because I just loved to sing. But I guess later on, I just got that passion to really write songs. I guess when I was younger, I liked writing poems, but I didn't realize I didn't really know how I could translate that into a song until a little bit later. And now I guess I just love to write depending on how I feel, or if someone's told me a story and I'm sort of really engrossed in that. But a lot of my music really comes from the heart. Yeah, and I guess that's why there's a lot of people who enjoy some of my songs, especially the ones that have that emotion to it.
People are using your music for TikTok too.
Yeah. There's a song that I wrote called I Miss You, which was my mom's favorite song. And somehow got picked up on TikTok and was very, very popular on there, and especially throughout Asia. So it's all over, all online on YouTube, and yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite songs that I've ever written as well. It's as the title gives, it says I miss you. So it's although it was actually a song that I'd written when my grandfather had passed away, it was one of my mom's favorite songs that when she passed away, or when she had pancreatic cancer, so she knew that it was going to happen, and she sort of said to me that that's the song that she really wants me to dedicate to her. So when I created a little video for it, I dedicated it to my mom. It's really a song, obviously, about a loss in your life, not just through death. It could also be through relationships. So I guess the way that I wrote it, a lot of it pulled at the heartstrings for different people in different circumstances. I'm glad that it's reached that many people because it's one definitely close to my heart.
Where do you get the words? very, very good.
I don't know. To be honest, sometimes when I listen back once it's been done, I also question that too because it's really... you know, even like through our own emotions, like it's like a surge of emotion that comes out and then it sort of passes a little bit. So, and then you sort of look back on it and think, oh, yes, I did feel that. And then, but right now, maybe I feel something different or that's sort of now a part of me or something like that. But yeah, I also question where did those lyrics come from as well? But I guess I definitely sat there writing it because I have like books of scribbles of lyrics and stuff. So yeah, but definitely from emotion.
And you're definitely gifted, and that's a good thing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Zarina, let's talk about your mom. What's your mom like, and what's her name, by the way?
So my mom's name is Dites Lapus. So she sadly passed away and from pancreatic cancer, and she was just such a beautiful, beautiful woman. So many people adored her. She's so kind and caring and really sweet. And she was also a singer, like I mentioned before. So she would perform at a number of her friends' weddings and events. Just really taught me how to appreciate people. Definitely a huge hole in our life not having her around here now. She was sort of like the glue that sort of brought us all together. And I guess without her here now, it's definitely changed dynamic in the family. But, you know, she's always in the hearts of all of us. I think of her every day. Each time I'm playing it, I cry because I think of her and I remember her. But it also gives me strength at the same time when I do think of her, because she was so so positive and strong through all of it, through her battle as well. Even in the hospital on her last days, she was just very positive in the hospital, thanking all the nurses for all their help and everything. She had the beautiful smile, and definitely missed her so much. We were very, very close.
So many things to love about her, but if there's one thing, one major thing that you love about her, what would that be and why?
Just her warmth, I think. Just when I know if anything's not going to plan, that I could always rely on her, and that her being there for me, or her hug of or even just her holding my hand, or just knowing that I had her support was always so good for me, especially because I'm an only child too. So I guess we became almost like, you know, almost like sisters too, like just like best friends, and just that sort of close connection, something that I will always cherish about her, because I'm glad that that she was like that with me, because I definitely needed that.
If there's a lesson that you learned from her as well, what would that be?
The main one, I think, is just to sort of stay strong through difficult times, or sort of like smiling through it. Because she used to sing that beautiful song to me, Smile. Like, smile though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking. So it's sort of like telling me that even if things are going bad, there's still reason to be positive and still smile through it all. And so she gave me that sort of strength, and I will always carry that for the rest of my life.
We're nothing without our moms. And I know that your mom is watching from heaven. What would be your Mother's Day message for her, Zarina?
Just keep watching over us. Thank you so much for everything. Just your love, her love for me. It makes me feel complete. It's almost like, when we're younger and we're trying to find ourselves and trying to really understand things in life and why we go through certain things, and then knowing that I've been loved by my mom keeps me feeling like a whole person. I don't feel empty inside, even though she's not here, I still have that fullness.
If there's a line in a song that you would like to sing to her right now, what would that be, and can you sing it for us?
Sure. Maybe I can continue the smile song, because it's really that's really our little song to each other. Smile though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds In the sky you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through. If you just
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.